In Inupiaq communities, more than any other food, seal oil is a fixture.
I had it for lunch today. I'll have it for supper tomorrow.
That's Cyrus Harris. Like many Inupiaq people in the Northwest Arctic, Harris grew up eating traditional foods like seal oil, caribou, and muskox. When his relatives moved into Manilok's Utakanat Inut long-term care, he found they weren't able to eat the same food they'd lived off for years.
They didn't choose to be living off the Western diet that they were being served every day. So I found out that I could cook a meal at home and take it to my Anna and Tata over at the long-term care and serve it in that manner. But where does that leave the other 18 elders there?
In 2015, Congress passed the Federal Farm Bill, which allowed people to donate wild game that they've hunted to certified nonprofits like hospitals or food banks. Since then, Harris has been in charge of Manilok's Hunter Support Program, which prepares traditional foods for elders at long-term care. The food is processed at the Sigalak, a state-certified meat processing building. The name comes from the Inupiaq word for the underground ice cellars used to store meat.
Back in the day, everybody had their own Sigalak. They had their own underground coal storage.
Walking in the Sigalak freezer, Harris points out some of the donations.
These are some products that we will most likely use for the our certain potlucks. This is sheepish fillet. And of course, we do have moose burger. We do have some muskox burger.
While getting wild meat on the menu for elders has gone smoothly for about 5 years, Harris says seal oil remained prohibited. The only time it could be served was at a potluck, and it had to be brought in from home. It couldn't be made and served by Manilok. Until now. Just before the freezer in the Sigalak is the main processing room, and sitting on a table are three large drums with blubber floating in vats of seal oil. Harris describes the process for rendering the seal oil, which starts with separating the skin and blubber from the carcass.
Then flesh the blubber from the skin, and then cut into maybe 1-inch by 3-inch pieces, you know, and set into containers like this.
Granted, Harris says most seal oil is made out in the field and not under the strict lab requirements of the Sigalak.
The best seal oil I ever had was stored in seal pokes. So seal pokes is a long story behind it. It's the hide made into a container.
While seal oil is generally ingested without incident, a major reason it was restricted was due to its connection to a foodborne illness called botulism, which can cause nausea, blurry vision, muscle fatigue, and in some cases, death. Since the 1950s, the Manilok service area has seen more than 15 outbreaks of the illness tied to eating traditional native foods. Chris Dankmeyer is environmental health manager for Manilok. For the past few years, he, Harris, and others have been collaborating to develop a way to safely render seal oil. After several years of running lab tests, they found that heating the seal oil to 176 degrees for 10 continuous minutes made seal oil safe.
That completely destroys the toxin that may or may not be in the oil.
Dankmeyer stated that this heat treatment has only proven to make pure seal oil safe and not seal oil that contains other traditional additives.
We're not keeping blubber in there. We're not throwing in pieces of dried meat or anything like that, and that's a traditional thing.
Once the seal oil is heat treated, it's rapidly cooled to prevent the toxin from reforming and placed in the freezer where all the other traditional foods are.
And then we keep it frozen until it's time to serve. Basically, over there at the hospital, they're going to dip it out frozen into a serving dish. It's going to come up to room temp and be eaten.
Dankmeyer says the last step is to make sure that Manilok's kitchen staff are prepped on how to safely handle and serve the seal oil. For example, it can't be left out for more than 4 hours or it runs the risk of creating more toxin. In the next few weeks, elders can look forward to seeing plates filled with the traditional foods they've eaten their whole life. One person excited to see the reactions from elders is Marcella Wilson, who heads Manilok's long-term care facility. She says elders have been able to have seal oil during the occasional potluck, and she always sees an immediate reaction.
It brings back memories. Memories when they were children and how they had the seal oil and their traditional foods growing up. And then that brings about storytelling. And then the storytelling starts bringing about laughter.
Wilson says that she's learned a lot about the Inupiaq culture from the elders, and she expects them to feel more lively as their traditional foods become more available.
I'm not saying that there's magic in it, because there's not, but there is such a nutritional value to it and such a cultural value to it, so the two together are just immeasurable.
Dankmeyer says Maniluk is the first organization in the nation approved to make and serve seal oil, and he's excited to share the process with other organizations in the future. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Wesley Early in Kotzebue.